Cincinnati continues to show up on national lists as one of the places with the most bed bugs. There's disagreement on whether the city's making much progress in getting off those lists. WVXU's Ann Thompson in Focus on Technology reports on what exterminators are doing now and how they might target bed bugs in the future.
When pest control companies get rid of bed bugs, they often use big heaters powered by generators. The process of heatigation uses controlled heat to get rid of the pesky population infecting homes and businesses at an alarming rate. Kurt Scherzinger is general manager of Scherzinger Pest Control in Evendale.
About 5 to 6 years ago, we started seeing a dramatic increase of calls coming out of nowhere. Prior to that, we used to get like a handful of calls. Then about 5, 6 years ago, we got about 200. Last year, we did at least 1,200 heat jobs, and we did about 800 chemical jobs.
For 6 to 8 hours, his exterminators heat a room to 122 degrees. And because the bed bugs like heat, they're fleshed out of bedding, closets, picture frames, and more. The baby bed bugs die in place.
With the heat method that we use, it actually bakes them from the inside out versus from the outside in, so they're not able to develop resistance to the extreme temperatures.
Scherzinger uses heatigation because right now it's the most effective and one of the few options that work. Chemicals are another option, but they're more invasive and require more than one treatment. In the future, there could be something else. Dr. Gina Baucom, assistant professor of biological sciences at the University of Cincinnati, has tried to limit them on a molecular level. Bacteria live inside and outside bed bugs. They provide certain benefits to the blood-sucking bugs. Baucom discovered Wolbachia and an unnamed gamma proteobacteria made up 97% of the microbial community.
But then we found many other bacteria that were at low frequency. And so what we were trying to do is find what bacteria, what species of bacteria, what genera are found across many different locations. And so we found Wolbachia and the gamma proteobacteria. We also found some methylobacterium, as well as a bacterium that seems to be related to the bacterium that causes acne in humans.
Baucom says these bacteria supply the bed bugs with important B vitamins, and by manipulating the bacteria, scientists could potentially destroy the bed bugs.
You take the Wolbachia out, and then the bed bugs are B vitamin deficient and have growth problems and problems producing eggs.
Dr. Baucom performed a genetic analysis on 31 bed bugs from different parts of Cincinnati. She got them from Scherzinger and had to figure out how to keep them contained. Plastic boxes with double-sided sticky tape and a special dirt did the trick. Now, in front of a computer, we look at color-coded dots that represent the different bed bug collections. She points out those that have the same bacteria.
So you can see that the red individuals all kind of cluster together, the blue individuals all kind of cluster together, and this is telling you that individuals from the same collection location have a similar microbial community.
She explains the bed bugs from the same neighborhoods, for the most part, have the same bacteria. And if you can find a way to knock it down without another bacterium coming in and taking over, it could potentially destroy the bed bugs.
So there would have to be a lot of lab studies where we would try different community assemblages. If you remove this bacteria, does it really have a health consequence for the bed bug? And do we know that it's going to be efficacious?
She envisions a trial in an experimental house setting someday. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.